Signs revealing Christ's return to earth. Jesus was leaving the temple in Jerusalem when his disciples called his attention to the buildings that were in the temple area. Now the Romans had a passion for constructing large buildings, and Herod decided he would build the most significant structure ever to stand in the holy city of Jerusalem. The building would be known as Herod's Temple, which started construction in 20 BC and was finished in 62 AD, even though Herod died in 4 BC. This information is found in the Zondervan Pictorial Bible Dictionary, the 11th printing, copyright 1963. Jesus said, "You may look at all these buildings and marvel at the workmanship, but I tell you this, not a single stone here will be left in its place, and every one of them will be thrown down." Now Jerusalem was destroyed in AD 70 by the Roman Titus and his legions and completely leveled it to the ground. The next time Rome attacked Jerusalem in 137 AD, they plowed up its foundations, so there was nothing left. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and while he was seated facing the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew began to question him privately. "Tell us, when will this occur? What will be the sign that all this is coming to an end?" With the exception of Andrew, these were the same disciples that were on the mountain with Jesus when Moses and Elijah appeared and talked with Jesus about what was to happen to him in Jerusalem. Jesus made the disciples promise not to tell anyone about it until he had risen from death. Jesus answered, "Be on guard and don't let anyone fool you. Many men will come attempting to impersonate me, saying, 'I am the Messiah,' and they will fool many people. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but do not be troubled. Such things are bound to happen, but they do not mean that the end has come. Countries will fight each other. Nations will rise against other nations, and kingdoms will attack one another. There will be hunger and starvation. There will be fatal contagious or infectious diseases, and earthquakes all over the world. All these things are like the first pains of childbirth. Then you will be arrested and handed over to be punished and be put to death. All mankind will hate you because of me. Many will give up their faith at that time. They will betray one another and hate one another. Then many false prophets will appear and fool many people. Because of the spread of wickedness and evil, the love of most people living in the world will grow cold. But whoever stands firm in faith to the end will be saved. After the good news about the kingdom is preached throughout the whole world as a witness to all mankind, the end will come. You will see the awful horror which the prophet Daniel spoke. It will be standing in the holy place." Note to the reader, understand what this means. This has a strong reference to the Antichrist, the man of sin, who is given power by Satan to lead the kingdoms of the world in rebellion against the Lord and against his anointed. He will oppose and exalt himself above God and will actually sit in the temple of God and claim to be God. With satanic power, he will perform signs and lying wonders, bringing great deception to men who reject God's truth. This information is found in the Zondervan Pictorial Bible Dictionary, the 11th printing, copyright 1963. Jesus said, "Then those who were in Judea must flee to the mountains. A man who is on the roof of his house must not take the time to go down and get his belongings from his house. A man who is in the field must not go back to get his cloak. How terrible it will be for pregnant or nursing mothers. Pray to God that you will not have to run away during the winter or on the Sabbath. For the trouble at that time will be far more terrible than anything there has been since the beginning of the world, nor will there be anything like it again. But God has already decided to shorten the time period of those awful days for the sake of the chosen. Otherwise, no one would be saved. Then if anyone says to you, "Look, the Messiah is here," or "He is there," do not believe him. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear performing signs and wonders so great that they would fool or mislead the chosen, if that were possible. Remember, I have told you about it before it happens. So if they tell you, "Look, he is in the desert," do not go out there. Or, "He is in the city inside a big building," do not believe it. For the Son of Man will come like lightning, which flashes across the whole sky from east to west. Soon after the trouble of those days, the sun will grow dark, the moon will no longer shine, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the universe will be driven from their courses. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all peoples of the earth will cry in fear as they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He will send out his angels with a mighty trumpet blast, and they will gather his chosen from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. From the fig tree learn a lesson. When its branches grow tender and sprouts leaves, you realize that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things happening, you will know that the end of this age is near, and a new age is about to begin. I assure you, the generation that sees these signs will not pass away until all this takes place. The heavens and the earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. As for the exact day or hour, no one knows it, not the angels in heaven nor the Son, but it is known only to the Father. When the Son of Man comes, it will be like it was in the days when Noah lived on the earth. Before the flood, people were eating and drinking, getting married, right up to the day Noah entered the ark. They were totally unconcerned until the flood came and destroyed them. So it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be gathering meal, one will be taken, and one will be left. Watch out, then, because you do not know what day your Lord will come. If the owner of the house knew when the thief was coming, he would keep a watchful eye and not allow his house to be broken into. So then, you must always be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you are not expecting him. This reading is from the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 1 through 44. It's also found in the book of Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 through 37, and Luke, chapter 21, verses 5 through 33, and chapter 17, verses 26 through 30, and 34 through 36.